Come check out the newest bike shop in Omaha, Dillon Brothers Indian Motorcycle. Indian Motorcycle now has 9 fantastic models, including the Dark Horse and Scout motorcycles. And they sell the coolest 3-wheeler around, the Slingshot. Take a look at DillonBrothersIndian.com.
Welcome back. Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620TheZone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Now, Corey, you're going to have to make like a new open where it doesn't say, remember the Sacramento Kings. Now it's got to be Detroit Pistons, because that's where my boy Anthony Tolliver is headed. He joins us now. What's up, AT?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good. I mean, so the Pistons, it was announced, gosh, what, like maybe last week, 1-year deal with Detroit. Obviously, you were just there a few years ago. Let's start there. Take me through this whole process. What was he liked about Detroit?
I like the fact that they traded away Marcus Morris. not as a person. I love him as a person.
Right, I know what you're saying.
It just means that once they traded away, he's a starter and he averaged 32 minutes a game. And once he was gone, it was just like, oh, that's an attractive spot again. So, I mean, you know, free agency is always a moving target. And it's like, you kind of have to get lucky a little bit, you know, with the teams who are interested in you. You have to have them have money. You know, if they don't have money, then they can't spend it, you know. So, I obviously had a great relationship with Detroit. I was there for 2 years and just left. Obviously, I went to Sacramento for 1 year, so right. I wasn't gone for very long. But so it was, naturally, once they had to trade away one of their main pieces, bringing me back became, a big priority for them. And I like being priority,
amen.
I mean, of course, everybody does, right? Yeah. I don't want to be a... Oh yeah, you can come here if you want to. It was more like, no, you're our first choice for this spot.
Right.
So that was kind of that situation.
AT, you've actually gone through this a bunch now. I mean, you've been a free agent and made a bunch of different decisions. Is it like, what's it like? Is it stressful? Is it fun? Do you enjoy it? Like, what's it like?
It's not fun. I would not say
okay.
It's fun.
Right.
But I definitely wouldn't say, I definitely enjoy it. It's a great process, because there's so many different possibilities. There's so many, you just don't know where you're going to end up, so it could end up being, a great time and everything else. But sometimes, and the older I get, the more stressful it gets because, hey, if that phone stops ringing, then it's
right.
over.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had a good season last year, shot the ball really well. So, I definitely knew I was going to be playing somewhere. I just didn't know when and, where and all that stuff. So, it is a little stressful, though.
Anthony Tolliver's my guest. Kurt just made his decision. He'll be signing a 1-year deal with Detroit. And you can share how much you want to share with this. To me, like, I look at you as a really attractive asset for a franchise. You're an affordable, productive shooter who's a versatile defender who's a good locker room guy. Like, I look at you and I go, God, there's a lot to like there. Was there a lot of interest? Did you get a lot of phone calls? Like, what was the interest level like?
Yeah, I mean, definitely got a lot of teams going after me. I want to my goal this year is to be all of those things besides affordable.
Yeah, right.
that's kind of the goal. The goal is to be like, oh man, we can't afford that guy. Like that's the goal, all that stuff is, that kind of, to me, that is just basically assuring the fact that I'm going to be stick around for a while, as long as I go out and continue to produce the way I'm producing, being a great locker room guy, being a great influence on young guys, because shoot, every team is young guys now.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Detroit team that does not have a person over 30,
That's insane.
And so, I'm going to be the OG on the team and, it's definitely, it's a great thing. It's a cool thing because I'm not just an old guy that's just going to be like a player coach type thing. Like,
right.
No, I'm about to go. I'm still about to go bust your little tail, buddy. Like, you know, you're not, you know, I'm taking minutes. I'm not going there to just be a mentor. I'm going in there and I'm going to go earn my minutes and make sure I'm on the court. So I'm not just yelling at you to do something from the bench. I'm telling you from the court. So
I love it. Anthony Tolliver. AT, you know, and this is maybe a stupid question after, you know, what you just said, but, like, do you feel like you're as good or better than you've ever been? Like, do you feel like your best basketball is still ahead of you?
Absolutely, especially from a shooting standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, my game has never been predicated on athleticism. So, you know, I've always just been a shooter. And so, you know, my shooting ability, I feel like today it's better than it's ever been. And I feel like going into the season, I'm gonna shoot the ball at a clip that I've never shot at before, just because I have that much more confidence in myself and my game. And plus, just over the years, I've just kind of developed. Okay, so I know exactly what works in this league. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I've been around long enough. Like, I have a niche that I know that works for me, and so. And there's nothing really anybody can do about that. Now, you know, as far as, you know, being able to have teammates, that, you know, can help, you know, aid me in that field.
Sure.
Of course, I still need the guards to pass me the ball when I'm open. But, you know, I feel confident about going to Detroit playing with, Ish Smith as the backup point guard.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that, Langston Galloway will play, a lot of the backup two guard. You know, he's a guy I developed a great relationship with in Sacramento. You know, I feel really good about the guards who I'm going to be playing with. And I feel like they're going to get me the ball on time, on target, and it's going to be a successful year.
Absolutely. Anthony Tolliver is my guest. Couple of things I wanted to bounce off you. Like, you've been around the league now. You've been in the Eastern Conference. You've been in the Western Conference. And right now, one of the hot topics is the imbalance of stars and good teams in the West compared to the East. What's your reaction to some people floating out the idea of the NBA needs to do away with the East and the West, and when it comes to the playoffs, just take the top 16 teams and off you go?
I think they'll alienate the whole East.
Yeah.
And I think that a fan interest and everything else will really die
down. Dwindle.
And half of the league. You can't do that. And the league they are about entertainment and they are about making money. And if they want to lose a bunch of money, they would do away with the East and the West. Right now, I mean, you know, even in the East, you know, of course, yeah, there's a lot of, even several of the stars that made the East, you know, even as good as it was, you know, have left and they've gone to the West, and that's fine, you know, but, like, let's say, you know, some of the teams that right now would be like Detroit, like us, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be a team that's going to be, hey, we're going to be going for a playoff spot, and that's going to keep fan interest and everything. If we had a 1-16 seed, type of situation, you know, most likely, you know, we wouldn't be in that conversation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be probably talking about 11 or 12 teams from the West and maybe 4 or 5 from the East. And, you know, so that would be, it'd be a whole different outlook on things. And I just don't see that being beneficial for the NBA.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, I will say this, let's hypothetically for this conversation, say this Melo to Houston trade somehow goes down. Like, yes, there are more stars in the West, but it's really top heavy. Like, Utah is taking a step back because they just lost Gordon Hayward. The Clippers, to me, are taking a step back because Chris Paul's now in Houston. Like, to me, it'll be Golden State. You got Houston. You got probably Oklahoma City. And then I don't even know, Anthony, necessarily where, you never want to count out the Spurs, but, like, I think they're in kind of an interesting time as well. Like, there's no doubt the star balance is there, but, like, is maybe some of the lack of balance overstated to a certain degree?
Yes, because it's, you know, I think that, like you said, honestly, I think the lack of balance has always kind of been overstated.
Okay, right.
You know, with the West and the East, it's, you know, people are, oh, the West is just so much better. This is that. Like, No, that's not true. What happens is you know, the West has, you know, Golden State. They had, you know, San Antonio and Houston, Oklahoma City, like those types of teams. They're four or five top teams, are probably the four or five best teams in the league. You put in Cleveland in that mix too. And then outside of that, then it becomes East, West, East, West, East, West, because now you got Celtics and Washington, those types of teams. All those types of teams easily are as good as the Utah teams and those types of teams. I'm talking from last year.
I see what you're saying. Yep.
So, you know, it's kind of like take your pick after you get out of the top six teams in the NBA. You know, like I said, maybe four or five of those top six teams are out of the West. But like you said, it's very top heavy. And then, like you just said, I mean, it might have just got more top heavy with adding more stars.
Yes.
To those top teams in the West. And, you know, kind of everybody else is kind of, you know, kind of evening out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I want to bounce around the league and talk about some of the big moves that have happened just to get your take on it. Chris Paul, James Harden together in Houston. Your reaction? You think two ball dominant guys? Do you think it can work? I mean, there's no doubt they're both ballers, but what do you think?
My initial reaction is I did not like it.
Yeah.
Because James Harden just came off quite possibly the greatest offensive season of all time. Mm-hmm. 2,000 points scoring, 2,000 points assisted on. So I did not understand the move of taking the ball out of his hands now. But then the more I thought about it, I thought about, you know what, Chris Paul, he doesn't really want to score. You know, he's always wanted to just be a true point guard, and he's going to be able to do that with this team. James Harden, I think that he's going to be basically the backup point guard, which is crazy.
It is nuts.
You know, it's like, You're gonna start with Chris Paul with the ball in his hands. Chris Paul's gonna go to the bench. He's probably playing 30 minutes a game. For 18 minutes a game, James Harden is still gonna be the point guard.
Right. Insane.
And, I thought about that combination, and I thought about James Harden, his role. He's gonna be playing point guard against backup point guards. And
oh,
that's
boy.
Nuts. Yeah. And so after I thought about it like that, I said, that's gonna work. It's gonna work. And I don't really know where Melo fits in.
Right, me too.
But Melo is, you know, if he gets traded there, I mean, he's obviously an unbelievable scorer. He's a ball stopper.
Yep.
You know, he's not like a you know, obviously there's gonna be situations where, you know, you just give him the ball, go get a bucket. But, you know, shoot, Chris Paul can go get a bucket.
That's right. So can James.
Definitely go get a bucket.
Right.
So, you know, I don't really know what that's going to look like as far as his role, his specific role. And, you know, but hey, it's a rat race, man. They're just trying to
get as many ballers on the roster. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And try and figure it out, you know, just try and figure it out after that.
Paul George and Russell Westbrook together in Oklahoma City. Thoughts?
Definitely going to work, because I think part of the reason why, even though Westbrook averaged over 10 assists a game, he doesn't pass that much. It sounds kind of crazy.
I try and tell people that all the time, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, it's true, because his usage rating is off the charts, you know. And so if you have the ball 85% of the time in the game, you better have 10 assists. Otherwise, your team really isn't going to have a chance. So, Paul George, the reason why it works is because obviously he's going to trust Paul George. He's going to pass to Paul George all the time. But Paul George was, like, I think, second in the NBA in true shooting percentage on catch and shoot situations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, you think of Paul George, oh, he goes and gets buckets. But, like, he was one of the best, I think the second best catch and shoot player in the entire NBA last year. So if you put that with the fact that Russell Westbrook's going to be able to break down anybody, he passes out to Paul George, he's the second best catch-and-shoot player in the NBA, that's going to work great. That's going to work great.
Great. And, A.T., you can't just say, all right, let's just, you know, you can say, let's run Korver off the three-point line. You just run Paul George off the three-point line, homeboy's going to go in there and posterize you. You know what I mean? It's like he's got game off the bounce. So,
Exactly.
How much does Gordon Hayward change Boston? Because they did have to give up Avery Bradley.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all. I mean, like, I like it. I don't love it.
Right.
I like him. I like him a lot. I think he's going to add a dynamic to their team that, you know, they didn't have at that position, you know, at the three position or whatever.
Yep.
Because, you know, obviously Jay Crowder is a good player, but
he's not
near the player
Hayward.
As Hayward, sir. So, but, you know, I think that Avery Bradley, which obviously he's with Pistons now, he's actually a big reason why
he's also
like the Pistons situation. Exactly. I love him. I love him, man. He's a perfect two-way player.
Yep.
You know, he's a perfect. He does everything you need him to do on both ends. And so he covered up a lot of Isaiah Thomas's shortcomings on the defensive end. So I think they're going to miss him more than they would have missed almost anybody else. Because I don't know who takes on those defensive responsibilities for them.
I don't know either.
You know, moving forward at the guard position. Now, you know, Jay Crowder, he can guard almost anybody. You know, they have some other athletes. You know, Jaylen Brown, he can guard so many different people. But, you know, Avery Bradley was a different level of defender that could guard and make up for a lot of Isaiah Thomas' shortcomings.
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. Anthony Tolliver. Hey, by the way, the camp go okay? Saw the pictures. They look good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of kids. Things went really well. Had a lot of sponsored kids there too.
Perfect.
I think we ended up having, I think we had 30 something kids that were sponsored to come to camp this year. So next year, I mean, I'm gonna make even a bigger push. You know, I would love to get it to where no one has to pay to come to my camp. I mean, that would be, you know. That would be kind of like an ideal situation, you know, where it's just, hey, for the kids, it's free, you know, and what we've been able to do is to go out and find enough sponsorship money to make sure that we can cover all our expenses and stuff, and then go from there. I mean, that would be really awesome.
Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic. It's a good camp. You guys do a good job. Anthony Tolliver, AT, congrats on everything with Detroit. Can't wait to watch you out there. Appreciate your time, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. Anthony Tolliver. The man, the myth, the legend, breaking things down. That was good. It was really good. As Chris said, man, you guys should have AT on more often. Yeah, we bring him on. We try him once basketball season. We try and get him on once a week. He's really good. Pretty exciting situation for him. And I didn't think about that Marcus Morris thing. There's a lot of minutes there, a lot of opportunities for him in Detroit. And he's comfortable there. He's been there. He was there a year ago. Brian Bunsen still to come. We'll wrap up this hour. We come back.